Like so many endeavors, this one started small. A friend was interning for a lobbyist in Springfield who wanted a better way to track legislation.
And I thought at first we'd just develop this product for him, ship it out, and we'd be done.
That was back in the spring of 2011. Now, this is how the thin, eager, suited U of I grad introduces himself.
My name is Steve Marciniak. I am the founder and president of TrackBill LLC.
Marciniak says he quickly realized there was a market for monitoring legislation. So rather than develop a product for one individual in one state, he's developing one that could cover every state and Congress. For now, the website covers Illinois and Missouri. And recently, TrackBill unrolled an iPhone app. He shows me how it all works.
You entered House Bill 3411, so now you're tracking that one. You can see an overview, synopsis, action,
statute. You can search by bill number, sponsor, statute, or topic. And sort of like on Google, results are ranked based on how many times a keyword, say education, pops up, as well as popularity and relevancy. Once you choose to track a bill,
it's now added to your list. So now you're going to receive alerts either via email or text.
Information that, with the click of a button, you can send to Twitter or Facebook. Marciniak's not a web or software developer. That's the job of his 17-year-old, yes, 17-year-old roommate. But clearly he has a grasp on the technology.
I wanted to be an astronaut, and I thought that was pretty cool. So I took aerospace engineering at the U of I, and turns out there's a lot of physics and calculus, differential equations, chemistry. I didn't really care for. Apparently, you need to know that to build a rocket.
He briefly turned to investing.
I traded stocks for a while and thought I wanted to do finance. Turns out it was just like I found it kind of stressful and just always changing on a daily basis. And I felt like my mood would shift because of that. And I didn't like that. I wanted to be in control of my own thing.
Lo and behold, NASA came calling.
They wanted me to buy the parts for the rockets.
Read Forbes or Business Insider. Consistently, a key trait of a successful entrepreneur is the ability to take risk. Here's what went down at Marciniak's interview with NASA.
They asked the typical question, well, why do you want to work for NASA? And I said, well, you know, I'm very innovative, entrepreneurial, I like coming up with new things. And they're like, well, actually, there's a lot of red tape. We're highly regulated by the government, which, once again, me not thinking. So I was like, all right, well, I guess this isn't for me then. The interview ended at that point.
He did something similar when he tried working in sales. Drove out to Las Vegas to work at a production company, but after a month realized he wasn't happy. Marciniak says he wanted to do his own thing and the sales gig didn't give him enough autonomy. So in a recession when college grads were starving for jobs, he left and drove back to Champaign.
At that point, I didn't have any money either. So I was like, on my way home, I didn't get a hotel. I just slept in truck stops and, you know, just made sure that I was locked in and, you know, made sure I was had my protection.
Wow.
So it was a little sketchy, I guess. But
your parents were cool with this?
They didn't know.
That's when he really started putting heart and soul into TrackBill. He slept on a friend's couch and survived on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Cheap, but filling. The first year, Marciniak says he wasn't able to afford paying himself a salary. He says he tried not to think about when TrackBill was going to run out of money.
Because I knew it was always around the corner. And in thinking back before we got this investment money, I don't even know how we would have did it at that point. You know, like, there was so many points where I'm glad I just didn't think about it, because there's no way it would have happened if I actually put any reasonable thought process into it.
Since then, things have turned around. TrackBill was accepted into a startup boot camp in St. Louis, providing the company not only with funding, but also legal, accounting, and marketing mentors. There's still a lot of risk.
With something like this, it's like we could go bankrupt tomorrow, or we could be worth, you know, a few million bucks by the end of the year.
Things are going well enough that TrackBill's 17-year-old web developer has decided to stick with the company, deferring his acceptance to his dream school, Georgia Tech, for at least a year. An angel investor has swooped in, and TrackBill recently learned it won an Arch grant. It's part of a program meant to foster an entrepreneurial culture in St. Louis, which means that TrackBill will no longer be an Illinois-based company. Tack up one loss for Illinois in the border war between states as they try to keep and create jobs. Marciniak's careful to say that Chicago and Illinois have great startup cultures, too.
But St. Louis, it's a big focus of theirs right now. I mean, it's not just something that's kind of being put on the back burner. Like, yeah, you know, we'll try and look good by sponsoring a few entrepreneurship bills, and then, you know, we're done. They're actually making a lot of very progressive steps to make sure that that becomes a reality.
call it a lesson in politics. It may be the first of many. Marciniak hopes to eventually make deals with states so it's easier to scrape data from their websites. But there are other companies that offer legislative monitoring services. And at least in Illinois, procurement rules and deals involve a lot of the red tape and bureaucracy that led him to flee NASA. Another lesson in government?
My realization has been that there's so much about government that's not really as transparent as it could be.
He says that's part of his goal, taking information that's already available for free on government websites and making it more accessible. To that end, you can use TrackBill to track 3 pieces of legislation for free. To follow any of the additional 6,131 bills introduced in Illinois will cost you. After all, this 23-year-old entrepreneur's also out to make some money. I'm Amanda Vinicky.